everyone. This is Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. It's Saturday, 11 to noon. It's great to be with you here. This beautiful, marvelous day here in August. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. Now, I've been here in the Miami Valley for over 40 years, and right behind this marvelous microphone, WHIO, for over 30 years. Yeah, it's been a while. And it's truly an honor to be here and talk to you. Hopefully, we're going to give you some great information. We got a lot of topics to cover here about knee surgery, the coming tsunami from cancer therapy. You're going to want to hear that. We're going to talk about cystatin, kidney function. How about arginine? Ooh, that's a nutrient. You're going to hear that to be taking that. And three factors tied to 13 additional dementia-free years. Three things that you should do to avoid dementia for an additional 13 years. Sounds like some good stuff here, right? And there's going to be some other topics in there, but I am Dr. Merkel, and I work at Take 2 Healthcare Center. We've got a couple other great doctors who work there. And Dr. Andrew Dyer, he is board certified in clinical nutrition and board certified in acupuncture. And he's been here with us for over 20 years. We're truly honored to have such a great doctor with us. He does a marvelous job. And I have total confidence in him and as well as Dr. Yaley. And it's truly a privilege and honor to have them working with us at Take 2 Healthcare Center. And Dr. Natalie Yaley is certified in thermography. She's been with us over 10 years. And I tell you, it is so exciting to see the work they do and be able to talk with the patients that they've taken care of. I have used their cases, truly their cases. I lectured around the country, even some international lecturing, to oncology centers, to oncology conferences, to different things like that. And because their cases are that phenomenal, and you're going to want to hear this when we're talking about the coming tsunami of that was in the med page just earlier this week. And so if you'd like, basically what we do at our clinic is Take 2 Healthcare is basically our main focus is nutrition and health, laboratory testing. We don't guess about your health. We do not guess. We test. And that way we got your blueprint. We kind of know where you are and what's unique about your system, your environment, how you're dealing with it. And so many things, when we test properly, we can see things that no one else is seeing because they don't test for them. They don't test for them. And so because we test properly, we're able to find things and causes of problems that no one else is. We test for heavy metal, toxic chemicals. Not just organ function, which we do that too. We check your kidneys, your liver, and those kind of things. And I was reading in MedPage today. If you have kidney disease, what other organ system is damaged the most if you have kidney problems? If you have developing kidney problems, what system is damaged, is affected the most by having kidney disease? Well, if you said heart, you're exactly right. The kidneys regulate or control blood pressure. They help maintain electrolytes and other things like that are critical. They determine how much fluid is lost from the body. And the kidneys are critical in having as optimal heart system as possible. There's a lot of other things that affect the heart. But if you have kidney problems, there is excess stress on the heart. So just bear with me here just for a second, but one of the easiest things to check your kidneys that costs less than $20 is a dipstick urine test. Yeah, dipstick urine test. I think they're less than $20. You can go into LabCorp, get a dipstick urine test, and it will, I think, anywhere from 13 to 15 different things, specific gravity, bilirubin, and all these different things. But let me explain, there is no test provides more information about your body for so little money than that dipstick urine test, which they used to run pretty frequently. The American Diabetic Association says everyone should have a dipstick urine test every 6 months. Why? Because kidney disease is so rampant. Kidney disease. Now, the American Diabetic Association wants you to do that, but diabetes is a fast-growing disease in every age group. Diabetes is followed closely by cancer. And then as diabetes, the medication for diabetes and blood pressure and other drugs affect the kidneys. So here's the thing. Get that dipstick urine test. It shows protein, albumin. That's bad. That's bad. Now, I've had patients that tell me their doctors do a dipstick urine and they see 100 plus protein or some protein in urine. They say, well, that's normal. That's common because you're on XYZ drug, because you're on blood pressure meds, because you're on diabetic meds. That's normal to have protein in urine, which is what's the doc saying? What's your doc? Oh, it's normal to have a little bit of kidney disease. It's normal because that's the effect of these drugs. We know these drugs damage the kidneys, but we're not going to worry about it until it's really bad. It's true. A little bit of protein, not a problem. We'll wait till your kidneys get worse. Maybe you'll need dialysis, but they don't worry about it. And they've actually told patients of mine, it's normal for the drugs you're on. And again, that means a little bit of kidney damage, kidney disease, is normal for those drugs. Okay, so we got albumin protein urine, indicates kidney. You got bilirubin, urobilinogen, indicates liver. Yeah, liver. You'll have glucose. Obviously, that's diabetes. You might have specific gravity problems, things like that, that could be infection or lack of water. You could have white blood cells, leukocytes. You could have red blood cells, signs of infection, maybe kidney disease, UTI, things like that. In women, it could have been a poor urine collection if it's during their period. So actually, let me say, when you do a urine collection, when you go to LabCorp, you're supposed to pee a little bit first before you collect it. Clean out the urethra, any debris there if you're a female. Obviously, the urethra is smaller than in a male, so you need to urinate a little bit, clean, which gets stuff out of the area, and then collect the mid-collection of the urine. But pretty much, don't collect the very first part, and then collect that. So all those things, liver, kidney disease, diabetes, infections, all those things from a simple dipstick urine test. And ketones, see ketones in there. Got high ketones, that could be a sign of, again, developing diabetes. So there's a lot you can get from that. And that's one of the things we commonly run on when we do a blood test. We do our blood work and also get that dipstick urine test. It's a great screening tool for many conditions, and it's easy to do. It's not harmful or painful to do. You just got to get her done. But we also do a lot of blood work, because blood work is like the lifeline of the body. And you really need to get a blood test. I do mine about every 8 months, or at least a year. Because there's, first of all, it's a good thing to do. There's people I hear on the radio, they're needing blood, the blood supply is down. And so I try to donate blood every 2 months. In fact, I just donated this last week, and I got a nice little water bottle from it. Yeah, it's one of those nice water bottles. So a little perk for donating blood. And is it the place downtown? But yeah, very nice water bottle. And they actually sent me a note that my blood went to somebody in Kettering. Okay, well, they should have charged extra because that guy got premium blood. From me, premium blood that would be worth extra because I really take care of myself. I'm healthy. Now, when they're taking my blood, they've actually slowed it down. I said, they said, oh, your blood flows too quickly, too easily. I said, well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it? Because my blood flows easily and quickly. That's less stress on my heart. less stress on my system. And that's not flowing quickly because I'm on any meds, because I am on no meds, zero meds. I don't take meds. And so my blood just flows quickly. And it always amazed me that, well, your blood is flowing too quickly. You're going too fast. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a little person. I'm not worried about losing blood. Just weighed myself. I'm 205 today. I'd like to get under 200. So I'm not worried about that. But donated blood has actually been shown, people who donate blood regularly tend to have a longer lifespan. Yeah, donating blood, there's actually a physical benefit. And they're not sure why, but they think there's debris in your blood. You know, like changing your oil, you get rid of all the different crap in there. And they think that maybe donating blood, you're getting rid of metabolites and toxins and stuff like that by just donating a pint of blood. And so it's when I donate a pint of blood, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just changing my oil. Now, I'm changing the oil. I'm getting rid of stuff that I don't want. But even my bad, the blood that I want to get out of me is still premium blood. And it's far better for that person who's getting it than the blood they have. That made sense. And so we're all benefiting. I'm benefiting from helping clean my system out, getting rid of debris, metabolites, toxins, stuff like that, probably even nanoparticles of plastics and other chemicals. And so it's good. I always feel like I've done something good when I've done that. And so I look forward to another 2 months and a nice water bottle too. Okay. We do lab work and then we do an extensive report. Now our report, and we use a system called science-based nutrition, provides the most advanced laboratory analysis and it integrates it with the whole system. So the lab work is integrated with the urine test in this AI. It's a generative AI system, science-based nutrition. So it takes your blood and it integrates it in with your urine test, integrates it with toxin test, hair testing, heavy metal testing, integrates it with the med you're on. And the symptoms, the surgeries you've had. Yeah, so it analyzes all this together in the most, it's actually got two patents on it, in the most advanced way ever. Because you have to take everything into consideration. If you just look at a lab test, that tells you one thing. But maybe you've had thyroid cancer. That changes how you view, you analyze the thyroid values. If you're on Coumadin, if you're on statins, if you're on drugs, well, that changes how you look at a labs because maybe your liver enzymes are elevated, your kidney shows stress. And maybe that is caused by the meds you're on. And this report tells us that. The report will tell you, oh, the meds you're on could be causing these lab findings that you have. And you've had surgery or you're on insulin. And all these things are needed to get the most thorough advanced analysis. Because you know something? As smart as doctors are in, and I know we've got a lot that we've got a lot of training, and in a way we are smart. You know something, nobody knows everything, and nobody can remember everything, and no doctor can remember all the side effects of all the drugs. Not only that, the SBN analysis system also includes the nutrient deficiencies caused by those drugs. So to try and analyze your system, your blood, your meds and side effects and nutrient deficiency, all that by hand, no doctor is going to do that. When I used to do it by hand, it'd take me about an hour to hour and a half to analyze, thoroughly, properly analyze a patient's lab findings. And so a lot of doctors, you just get lazy and not even do a good evaluation. They just show the patient the labs and they don't put it in context with the meds you're on. They don't put in context with the surgeries that you've got and the heavy metals and everything else. And so you don't get a proper evaluation. Generally, the traditional medical model is you get just enough information to throw a drug at it and kick you out the door. We're trying to get your body healthy. No matter what you've got, whether you've got cancer, lupus, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, if you've got Crohn's, psoriasis, no matter what you've got, here's a point. Not always do the symptoms correlate with the cause. Not always do the symptoms that you have directly correlate with the cause. You might have symptoms of psoriasis. You might have ulcerative colitis, and they say, well, it's autoimmune disease. But it could also be arsenic toxicity. Yeah, arsenic toxicity can give the same symptoms as ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and psoriasis. Exact same. Are your doctors testing for that? I bet they aren't. They don't know how. They haven't been trained in it. But that's what we do. And so there's actually people that I've treated for years who are asymptomatic now and have no symptoms of lupus, MS, rheumatoid, Crohn's, and even cancers are in remission. I never say you're cured. You're never cured of these things. But if you go into remission forever, how's that? Because my philosophy is if you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. Now we come back. We're going to talk about those three factors for 13 additional dementia-free years. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, we'd love to help you with whatever health problem you have. Our number is 937-287-2524. You know, give it a shot because maybe there truly is a safe, natural option for your problem. And sometimes it's a very simple, safe solution for the most serious problems. And I can't tell you how often that is true. But let's get right into three factors tied to 13 additional years. And let's see. Oh, this was MedPage. And I gotta zoom out here on my little computer, my laptop, to see this article. August 6th, MedPage. Three factors tied to 13 additional dementia-free years. Okay, what do you think those three things are? Well, they're kind of, the first one's kind of obvious. Smoking is the first one. Hypertension and diabetes together sharply increased dementia risk and mortality. And maintaining these three key health factors during midlife, blood pressure, no diabetes, and not smoking, was associated with nearly 13 additional dementia-free years in the U.S. and showed individuals met that criteria at age 55 lived an average 30.1 more years dementia-free. So if at 55, you don't have those problems, no diabetes, no hypertension, you don't smoke, which means you're probably not obese if you're not diabetic and hypertension at that age. Okay, so those three factors. Now let's go, and what can we do to actually assist and help reduce dementia? Oh, this is big. You know, when I see articles like this, I listen up. And hopefully this is something, because this is something really easy to do to reduce your risk of dementia. And I went to on my email, so I had to zoom it up here, so I can see, okay, and here it is. Arginine slows amyloid buildup and improves brain outcomes in Alzheimer's disease models. And let's see. New clinical evidence shows that oral arginine, by the way, arginine is an amino acid. And it's common in some foods like eggs. And oral arginine reduces toxic amyloid structures and eases behavioral impairments in Alzheimer's models. Arginine suppresses amyloid beta pathology in preclinical Alzheimer's disease models. AD, Alzheimer's disease, is the most common dementia affecting more than 50 million individuals worldwide. The aggregation of these amyloid beta plaque peptides and fibrils is likely the main event in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. While various therapies and drugs have been developed targeting this amyloid beta, they have limited effectively adverse effects. The drugs have adverse effects and high cost. Arginine's pretty cheap. Eat good protein, eat eggs. And I've been doing protein I eat eggs virtually every day, at least two eggs, generally three, sometimes four eggs a day. And I would actually get some more arginine and add a little more arginine as an amino acid. If you've got more than your body needs, it will just use it some other area. Arginine is important in production of red blood cells, by the way, and the immune system. Arginine is helping healing and repairing. So it's obviously going to help heal and repair your brain, too. So it'd be a good thing to do. Okay. So easy. Help your brain do those things. We got to take a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. 937-433-3241. That's 433-3241. We would love to help you with whatever problem you have. Or if you just want a second opinion, you know, before you do that surgery, before you do those drugs, you know, before you do chemo, radiation, you might see if there's a natural option. Because what we say, our clinic is Take Two Healthcare, take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe natural option. Because suppose that you came to our clinic, we did the testing, we put you on a 2-week program, and then we got your blueprint, and we've got your baseline numbers, and suppose that you start on a program based on your labs, and in 2 weeks we retest, and your cancer markers drop 20%. In 2 weeks, and that's happened. Oh, yeah, we that's not unusual. Maybe it's dropped 2 weeks without doing any chemo or radiation. Yeah. Or maybe your liver enzymes improve without any drugs, or your kidneys improve, or your ulcerative colitis, your Crohn's, your rheumatoid arthritis, whatever it is. Suppose it improves in 2 weeks. And we're not saying you're going to be well in 2 weeks, but maybe then in 2 months, you continue for 2 months. But virtually every problem you've got, we should see some progress in 2 weeks. Into just something, maybe a cancer marker, a CBC, white blood count, inflammatory marker, liver function, kidney function, diabetic function. There'll be some change. And wouldn't that be good if you could avoid like chemo like forever? Or avoid dialysis? Forever. Avoid insulin forever. Yeah, it's possible. We've seen it happen many times. But we do things different here. We're not looking to just reduce a symptom. We're looking to get you healthy. Because if you get healthy enough, it doesn't really matter the name of the disease. And here a study came out. Another massive study finds common knee surgery is no better than placebo. A major 10-year study found one of the world's most common knee surgeries worked no better than placebo for chronic meniscus tears and led to worse long-term joint damage. They developed more osteoarthritis, greater likelihood of needing additional knee surgery later. And the conclusion was trimming the damaged knee cartilage doesn't improve pain, mobility, or quality of life better than a fake surgery. And chronic knee pain stems from deeper problems, muscle weakness, poor movement. I mean, there could be a trauma involved. And I've treated high school athletes and things like that. And they get knee injury and a doctor wants to go in and trim the meniscus and stuff like that, get them on the field faster. And sometimes I think the doctor, these surgeons love to work on young kids because they respond so quickly. Well, sure, that surgery is going to cause osteoarthritis and knee problems down the road. But now they get great results and the pain is better very quickly, but it's going to cause more osteoarthritis and problems down the road. So think twice before you get that knee surgery. And we could probably help you with that. We do some things, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, and amazing what you can do with that. That helps to regenerate joints. And I had a knee and a hip problem that I thought I was going to need knee replacement, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And now I don't even wear a knee support. I don't wear a knee anything. And at work, I got steps. And oftentimes, I'll just go up 2 steps at a time, just kind of run up them without any second thought. Like, oh, my knee used to hurt. Yeah, it used to be I kind of had to pull myself up the steps. And now I just sprint right up. And by the way, I'm 69 years old in 6 months on no drugs. And I don't have any joint problems. My joints feel good. Okay, so there you go with that. Now, I want to talk about the coming tsunami. I know we're going to hit a lot of topics here in the next few minutes. So, yeah, listen fast, and I gotta make this bigger on my computer here so I can read it easier. And here it is. The coming tsunami The cardiac effects of cancer therapy. Yeah, they're finding all the chemo and radiation they're doing for cancers is causing heart disease sooner. And cancer therapy, cardio, this is in MedPage. Let's see. The coming tsunami, if you'll Google the coming tsunami, cardiac effects of cancer treatment. Cancer therapy, cardiotoxicity may appear during treatment or years later if it stays in the system. And it's got some of the highest risk agents. There's anthracyclines, capecitabine, platinum, HER2-targeted drugs. HER2. These lead toward cardiac cardiotoxicity. And there's some blood tests you should do. And there's they recommend doing the BNP, which is what we do regularly, the BNP troponin. And I do my BNP at least once a year when I do my big test. And a BNP is probably the single most important test you can ever do because it truly, it basically tests heart function and heart pathology. And the higher the number, the faster you die, basically. The clinical range for the BNP is 100. Young people, like my daughters in their, when they were in their teens, theirs was in the low teens. And the lower the number, the less stress your heart is under, period. When I test mine, I'm getting around 15 to 18. I've exercised really hard. It may shoot up to 50 or 60. Remember, 100 is the range. But we test people who are up in the hundreds, even thousands. They're not going to live very long. Truly, the higher the number, the faster you die. And if you are a weekend warrior, you exercise a lot, you better be testing your BNP. You ever hear of high school kids, college athletes, weekend warriors dropping dead? Yeah, this would have found it. If you're exercising too hard and you're not recovering, your BNP goes up. Your BNP goes, all these people are dropping dead on their athletic adventures. It would have shown with his BNP. Whatever you're doing, you better run the BNP. Now, if you get it done medically, it generally runs about $480. $480. I think you can get in our clinic around 80. Don't hold me to that, but it's like less than $100. And it's the single most important test for your heart. It predicts first cardiovascular events, heart attack, stroke, AFib. This BNP predicts all those things long before we have symptoms. And what's the first sign of heart disease? Sudden death. You don't have any pain in your heart in the early stages. You don't have any pain. You just drop dead. And I've seen people who have a BNP in the thousands and they have no pain. They have no heart pain. And yet they're close to death. In fact, some of them I predicted they were going to be dead in a couple weeks and that happened. Numbers were so high. And one fella, I said, you're a walking heart attack. You could drop dead any minute. Well, he dropped dead in a week because he thought... Well, first of all, he ignored my recommendations. He went to a medical doctor. He said, I'll just take a blood pressure pill. That'll take care of it. I told him, no, it won't. But he listened to a medical doctor instead of me, and he dropped dead in a week like I predicted. These numbers, not all medical doctors understand lab work like I do. I understand that. This is like my specialty. I'm an expert in lab analysis. I've taught for 30 years, continuing education for doctors on advanced laboratory analysis. So I know doctors don't know everything, which is why I developed the science-based nutrition AI generative interpretive analysis that integrates everything, as I talked about earlier. So cardiac problems with it. So I'd recommend if you've had chemo radiation, you ought to check with us and get your BNP done and maybe a troponin, some things like that to see where you're at. Okay. Now, just to remind you from last week, biopsy and cancer, yeah, biopsy spread cancer. I've been saying that for years, and this was in the WilliamsCancerInstitute.com. Biopsies trigger cancer. It's a troubling yet scientifically grounded fact. Far from being anecdotal, this finding is supported by a combination of large-scale clinical trials. Yes, your biopsy... Actually, and I always said, your cancers are like a hornet's nest. And what happens if you poke a hornet's nest? Well, you're going to open up the holes. You're going to spread the cancer. You're going to make the bees angry. And they found even the wound is a major factor in the spread of cancer. And the answer seems to lie in the wound left by the biopsy itself. Unlike a lesion in healthy tissue that helps heal and resolve, study shows that in a tumor context, the wound remains active for weeks or even months, creating inflammation in a microenvironment favorable to metastasis. Wow. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. There you go. Let's see. Oh, there are some other tests. Now, I talked about getting a dipstick urine test. Yeah, you need to do that. And if you have, if that's positive, if you got protein in your urine, you need to do a blood test. And a tube blood test is going to indicate kidney function or creatinine in BUN, part of our standard, what I call foundational panel. We want to see what your systems are doing and develop we check your baseline, what I call your blueprint, and we check the score. See what the numbers are, not how you feel. Not how you feel, because sometimes the body whispers little symptoms, a little ache here, a little there. It'll whisper before it screams. Now, I didn't think of that. Nikki, that works for me, thought of that. Sometimes the body whispers before it screams, and you ignore it. You ignore that first little thing, and you, I'll just take a drug for it, or I'll know it, or I'll take a painkiller or pain reliever, so it doesn't bother me, you know. My back hurts, which could be kidney disease. Yeah, back pain could be kidney disease. Could be urinary tract infection. I take a little pill for it so I can't feel it. Yeah, and then it really blows up in your face. Sometimes the body whispers before it screams. And so you got to test these things. If you got a problem, don't wait on it. Wow. And so the testing that we do is critical. Here we are. Another study in microplastics in arterial plaque, a fourfold increase in stroke risk. Yeah, microplastics, which microplastics are nanoparticles, are like very, very fine dust, which goes easily in through the cell wall. And so try and reduce your plastic as much as possible. Black plastic water bottles, get rid of those. Plastic anything, try and reduce your plastic down as much as possible. It is said that we get as much as a credit card worth of plastic ingested every week. Wow, that's a lot of plastic. In fact, they found the studies have shown you have the equivalent like two or three sandwich bags of plastic in your brain in dementia patients. So that's why I'd be doing the arginine. That's why I do saunas to help my body sweat toxins out. And I try and optimize my system as much as possible. Now, there is another one here. Here's a study that drives me nuts. This study, I gotta make it bigger here so I can read it. Okay. Additional or high dose vitamin D for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. So the question is, does high dose vitamin D improve progression-free survival in patients with colorectal cancer? That's the question. And high-dose vitamin D did not improve, in this article, did not improve progression-free survival in patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. Now, what they did, there was a double-blind, phase 3 randomized clinical trial with 455 patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. They'd already been have diagnosed with it, and the interventions. Now, did they just use high-dose vitamin D? No, they did not. Did they find out what the levels of vitamin D in the blood were before they even decided to do it? No, they did not. But the interventions included a multitude of chemotherapy drugs. Now, the chemotherapy drugs, it's kind of odd here. All these patients, the chemotherapy drugs were basically they were random, that whatever that patient had, they could get any of these drugs with vitamin D to see if it helped. So they'd be on, and it was up to the clinician. The clinician would determine what drug for that patient, and then add vitamin D to see if it would help. Well, it didn't help. And how stupid is that? The buy doesn't work on single nutrient therapy, and why didn't you try vitamin D by itself? Maybe these people had metastatic colorectal cancer from a lifetime of low vitamin D. And we don't know the source of vitamin D. We don't know how natural it was. Or if it was a natural vitamin D. We don't know the level of vitamin D that the patient was getting. We don't know what other factors were involved. But also, the body does not work on individual nutrients. And we have to go to take a break right now. I'm going to fill up on that, go up on that. But the body doesn't use individual nutrients. And we're going to take a break right now. I'm Dr. Merkel. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Health Care. You see, vitamin D, as we were talking about before, doesn't work independently. You need vitamin K. You need magnesium. You need all these other vitamins to work with it. And so if you're deficient in vitamin D, do you think that's the only deficiency that you have? I mean, how foolish is that to think that giving one isolated nutrient is really going to have any effect at all? That's as stupid as if you take your car that's all beat up, not running good at all, to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, well, let's put a little air in a tire. Let's put a little air in one tire and see if that helps. And it doesn't. Then you say, I guess air isn't needed, even though you got all the other tires, you got everything else going wrong. And that is the mentality of nutrition in the medical world. Let's give one synthetic isolated vitamin D to people with metastatic carcinoma, colorectal cancer, and see if it makes any difference. That is just idiotic. And yet that is the state of nutrition in medical field. So if you've got cancer, don't expect your medical doctor to know anything, truly know anything, or have any experience like I do. I've got more experience dealing with lab work and these serious conditions than anybody that I know, except the doctors I work with and I've trained. And honestly, Dr. Dyer and Dr. Yaley have cases that are baffling when I go to oncology conferences. They're blown away by these cases because they've never seen these advanced extreme cancers go into remission. Now, notice I didn't say cured. I didn't say cured, but those cancer markers dropped dramatically. We've got other doctors that I've trained that had extremely high, like a PSA of 30 down to less than 1 in 8 months. And he's got a little testimony, and he says even the PET scan cleared up. The metastasis cleared up on the PET scan, which is obvious, because if the blood numbers go down, if the blood improves, that's just an indication for how much cancer is in your body. So if the numbers, the lab markers are improving, if the cancer markers are improving, it's improving in your whole body too. The blood test tells you how much cancer. The blood test tells you how much liver disease or kidney disease or how inflamed your system is. We get your body healthy, it goes away, and you'll be amazed at the results, at the incredible power of the human body. But you got to test properly. And you've got to have people who truly know what they're doing and have experience. And you know, I've lectured around the country for many years, and I've yet to see any doctor with cases as advanced and extreme with the great results like we have. Truly, I haven't. And I've been lecturing for over 30 years. And I'd love for them. I challenge, bring up your cases. Let me see them. Well, nobody's got them. And so that's what we're talking about. If you delay chemo radiation or anything medical for 2 weeks, will that make any difference in your long-term outcome? Truly, if you have a serious condition, if you delay chemo radiation, 2 weeks, will it make any difference? No, it won't. Before you have that colon cut out, do you think it'd really make a difference if you wait a couple weeks and try a safe, natural option? Get tested properly. Say, I hope this has been a benefit. I know it's time to go, and it's a beautiful day out there. We'd love to help you. 937-433-3241. That's 433-3241. Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, eat an apple, pray for our country. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.